We're here in the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. The Mishnah is a continuation of the analysis of the various categories of oils that are kosher for Hadlokas Ner Shabbos. And first, the Mishnah takes a sort of a little bit of a digression and addresses the question of Hadlok on Yontif with something called Shemen Sreifa. Ein Madlikim B'Shemen Sreifa B'Yontif. This is the Shemen, the oil of Trumat Meah, which has to be burnt, and it cannot be used on Yontif because there is an Isra Adlaka B'Shemen Sreifa on Yontif. The Gemara earlier on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis had codified a Machlokes Amoroim with regard to the intention of our Mishnah. According to Rav Chisda, the Mishnah was trying to explain why it says on Daf Chaf Amid Beis, in the Mishnah there, Ein Madlikim B'Shemen Sreifa B'Shabbos, and our Mishnah is coming to explain why Dafka, in this particular case, there should be an Isra Adlaka of Shemen Sreifa B'Shabbos, and it was a particular case of an overlap between Yontif and Erev Shabbos, so he would have to light his Shabbos candles from Shemen Sreifa on Yontif, and he's not allowed to be Madlik Shemen Sreifa in that particular case for the sake of Ner Shabbos, because of this prohibition against Sreifas Kodshim B'Yontif, meaning Kodshim Psulim. But in a case of Erev Shabbos B'chol, where there's no overlap of Yontif, then there's no problem in lighting with Shemen Sreifa, because you're allowed to benefit from Shemen Sreifa, and there's no chashash of Shemayata Sander, because according to Rav Chisda, since it's a perfectly great Ner, you know, the oil is excellent, therefore you're allowed to use it. Rabba, on the other hand, back on Chav Gimel Beis, disagrees, and he holds that there's an Iser of Adlokas Ner Shabbos in Shemen Sreifa, even on a regular Erev Shabbos, without any connection to Yontif. And the reason for that is because of Shemayatas HaNer. Even though the quality of the Shemen is excellent, but nevertheless he might come to be Mata the Ner because he's so involved in the mitzvah of Sreifas Shemen, Shemen Sreifa there, therefore he might be tempted to speed up the process by tilting the Ner. Fine. Now, Rabba doesn't interpret the Mishnah like Rav Chisda, because he holds, according to Tosfos at least, that only in Kodshim is there an Iser to be Nene Bishas Biur Bishas Sreifa. However, in the case of Truma, unlike Kodshim, and that's going to be one of our main subjects today, is if he gets Hanah from Truma at the time that he is Mevayer the Truma, he burns the Truma, that's fine, that's Mutter. And therefore, according to Rabba, we don't want to learn that that the Iser here is a Yontiftiki Iser, and therefore Rabba is compelled to learn that it's a Shabbostik Iser, because as far as Yontif would be concerned, he'd be allowed to be Nene from the Shemen Sreifa Bishas Bir. Our mission, on the other hand, would seem to reflect, and that's how the Gemara is going to interpret it, the Sheet of Rav Chisda, that there is an Iser of Hadlaka B'Shemen Sreifa on Yontif. Let's go on now in the Mishnah. The Sefer of the Mishnah addresses the issue of Itron. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Ein Madlikim B'Itron. And now we have a different kind of halacha, another category of a psul in Ner Shabbos, not connected to Shemayata, but Mipnei Kvod HaShabbos. Itron is made of psoles zephes, some sort of a pitch or tar, and even though it holds the candle, but it leaves it gives out a bad odor, and that's not appropriate for Kovod Shabbos. Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Shmuel Matirim b'chol hashmonim, including Itron, as we'll see on the list, because they feel that even though Itron doesn't have the most pleasant odor, but it's still tolerable, and he may still be able to eat his Suda Shabbos to the light of the Itron. Umatim b'chol hashmonim b'shemen shumshemin, b'shemen agozim, b'shemen tznonos, b'shemen dogim, b'shemen pakuos, b'itron ubeneft. So even if you make an oil out of sesame seeds, that's called shumshumin, or out of nut oil, and that's shemen agozim. Shemen tznonos is something that comes out of the seed of a radish seed. You're able to extract some sort of an oil. Shemen pakuos are shemen that you could extract from a certain type of a gourd or a pumpkin that grows out in hot climates. And itron and neft. Itron is from the pitch, and neft is a kind of a kerosene, both of which have an unpleasant odor. In all these cases, you're allowed to be madlik, and there's no issue, there's no psul. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, the last shita here in our Mishnah, is ein madlik el b'shemen zayis bilvat. The most beautiful of all lights, of all candles, is an olive oil candle. And the Medrash tells us that Rabbi Tarfon saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Shemen Zayis. He commands us in a mitzvah on a daily basis to light the menorah and the mikdash from Shemen Zayis. And therefore on Shabbos as well, we should be lighting Dafka from Shemen Zayis. Tosus, on the other hand, seems to assume that the logic of Rabbi Tarfon is because Shemen Zayis is Nimshach B'Yoser Achar Apsila. It gives a beautiful light, and therefore we want to light with a Shemen Zayis without any chashash of Hatoya Saner. The Gemara says, "My Taima." This question goes back to the opening line in our Mishnah, Ein Madlikin B'yontif B'shemen Sreifa. Lefisha Ein Sorfim Kodshim B'yontif. We don't burn Kodshim Psulim, there's a mitzvah of Sreifa, but not on Yontif. And Truma Tmeya has the same din as Kodshim Tmeyim. The Gemara is going to derive from Sukkim that even in the case of Sreifas Kodshim, which is a mitzvah, it doesn't override the lav of Havara B'yontif. Of course, you could always ask the following question. Why should Havaras Kodshim be Asur B'yontif? After all, we have a Gemara in Masechta Beitzah about Ochel Nefesh. And if you have a mitzvah of Sreifa, then that should make the hadlaka mutar on Yontif midin ochel nefesh. And ochel nefesh doesn't mean that it has to be edible, but mitoch tells me that ochel nefesh is a broader category, and anyone who would objectively want to get involved in this kind of a malacha on Yontif, so even if he's not doing it specifically for achila, once it was hutter b'tzorech ochel nefesh, is hutter nami shelo l'tzorech ochel nefesh. So why isn't this, in the case of Sreifas Kodshim, a case of hutra? And it would seem from here that the Gemara is going to derive, minoni mili, a separate iser of Sreifas Kodshim b'yontif. That has nothing to do with the normal prohibitions against malacha. And it's interesting, dafka, because the Torah commands us to destroy the kodshim by burning it, that itself engenders an isur on yontif. There is another mahalach in Tosis Dibra Maska Lafi, that perhaps, in the name of the Riva, the mitzvah is to destroy kodshim and truma, and it has to be derech sreifa. If you're going to enjoy the benefit of it, then it's not derech sreifa. Derech sreifa means it's got to be kilui. Kilui means to totally consume the object. Tosis also quotes the Ri, that min haTorah you're allowed to be madlik shemen sreifa, let's say shemen of truma tmeya, and unlike kodshim, where you're not allowed to benefit from it at the time of the biur, you're allowed to benefit from truma b'shas sreifa. The Chachamim were afraid that he'll make a mistake, and he'll think that the heter is based on the mitzvah of biur, and he's going to come to burn kodshim on yontif, which he's not allowed to have hanor from, and therefore the iser havara with regard to kodshim is an Iser Meleches Havara on Yontif. Again, notwithstanding the question that we had before about Mitoch. The Gemara says, Minani Mili, from whence do we derive that Ein Sar from Kodshim B'Yontif, and that's why you're not allowed to light on Yontif from Truma Tmeya. After all, there's a mitzvah say to burn Kodshim Psulim and Truma Tmeya. Why don't we apply the principle of Ese Docha Losase to override the Losase of Havaran Yontif? Omar Chizkiah, V'chein Tona de Bei Chizkiah. We have a brisa from the Beis Medrash of Chizkiah, Omar Kra, the Pasuk in the context of Korban Pesach, in Parshas Bo, says, Lo Sasiru Mimenu Ad Boker, V'anosu Mimenu Ad Boker, Ba'esh Tisrofu. And there seem to be two extra words in this Pasuk. The Torah could have easily have said, Vanosa mimenu ad boker. But it says the following. Lo sasiru mimenu ad boker. Vanosa mimenu ad boker. So there's a double language in the same breath of ad boker. She'ein talmid lomar ad boker. We didn't need to say ad boker. The Torah could have said, Hanosa mimenu ba'esh tisrofu. It already says at the beginning of the pasuk, Lo sasiru mimenu ad boker. Ma talmid lomar ad boker. Bo akosuf. And again, we're talking about the mitzvah of Sreifas Nosar. Bo akosuf litain lo boker sheni l'sreifaso. So let's say on the night of Pesach, the 15th, if some of the basar of the Korban Pesach was left overnight, we would think that the mitzvah of Sreifas Nosar would apply the very next morning, which is on Yontif itself. But the Torah adds another ad boker to tell me to wait one more day until it's no longer Yontif. And then Ba'esh Tisrof, to teach us that the mitzvah of Sreifa does not override the Yontif, and we have to wait ad boker for the second boker, which is in this case Chol HaMoed, in order to allow for the Sreifa of Kodshim. So we derive from this drasha of Chizkiah and Tana de Bei Chizkiah that there's no Ese Docha Losas and the Sreifas Kodshim is not Docha Yontif. Now, what about the night of Motzei Yontif? Why don't we burn the Nosar then? After all, that's already Chol HaMoed. Elowot is a special Gzeres HaKosuv, as far as Korban Pesach is concerned, that the Sreifas Nosar has to be on the second day of Pesach. If that be the case, we can't derive, in any event, an Iser of Sreifas Kodshim B'Yontiv. And that's the question that Tosfos Divrei Maskil Boker raises. And his answer is that the reason why Ein Sarfin Nosar B'Motzoi Yontiv is because of a separate halacha that we don't burn kodshim at night. And that's a gemara at the beginning of Pesachim with regard to Korban Shlomim. And with regard to Shlomim, we derive in all kodshim that there's no Sreifa Balaila. So why does the Torah say that we burn it the next morning? Because we're not allowed to burn it on Yontif itself. Abai has an alternative source for the Iser of Sreifas Kodshim V'Yontif. To Yomar Kro, the Torah says in Parshas Pinchas and the Parsha Musafim of Shabbos, Bamidbar Chavches, Ola Shabbos B'Shabbato. And once again, these words are superfluous. They're coming to teach us some sort of a mute, an exclusion, that only the Ola of Shabbos, which its time period is on Shabbos, that will be makriv on Shabbos. V'lo olas chol b'Shabbos. Like, let's say, for example, on Friday, we bring a korban tamid shel bein arbayim in the afternoon. And normally, during another weekday, other than Friday, we would allow for haktoras haimurim through the night. But we can't do that on Shabbos night. Why? Because the korban itself is not a korban Shabbos, it's a korban of chol. But then we have another exclusion, v'lo olas chol b'yontif. And we don't bring a korban of chol on yontif. Now, haktoras seimurim is an avodu b'migdash, and yet it's not docha yontif. So let's say, for example, if on Erev Yontif we would bring the carbon Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim, and now we want to do the Haktoras Haimurim on that night, which is the night of Yontif, it's excluded under this drasha, Lo Olas Chol B'Yontif. Now, if in the case of Kodshim, for the sake of the mitzvah of Haktar Seimurim, we're not allowed to fulfill that mitzvah on Yontif because it's an Olas Chol, then Kal v'chomer much more so, the case of Sreifas Kodshim Psulim, which is not an avod at all, certainly it wouldn't be Doche Yontif. So we're going to derive from a Kal v'chomer if the avoda of the Karman, which is in this context Hakrovas Haktar Saimurim, is not Doche Yontif, then how much more so Sreifas Kodshim Psulim, which doesn't have the status of Avoda in Migdash, certainly would not be Doche Yontif. So now we have Chizkia and we have Abai. We have now a third possibility, and that's Rav Amar. He has a different source for the Yisur Sreifas Kodshim on Yontif. Amar Kra, in the context of the first day of Pesach and the last day of Pesach, again in Parshas Bo, where the Torah says, Kol Malacha Lo Yaseh Bohem, Achasher Yochel Chol Nefesh, Hu Levado Yeyoseh Lechem, those extra two words, Hu Levado, two superfluous words. It could have said, Ach Asher Yochel Chol Nefesh Yeyoseh Lechem, with absolutely no loss. So what is the Hu coming to exclude? Hu means what's called Tzarchei Ochel Nefesh. That could be done in Yontif, V'lo Machshirin. But let's say, for example, you have to sharpen the knife, or you have to fix up the oven so that you can cook or cut or shecht or whatever it might be. So that's excluded on Yontif from the Pasuk Hu. Hu comes to exclude Machshirin. Not all the Tanoim agree with this. This is actually a Machlokas Tanoim in Beit Zodav Chof Chesom at Beis, and the Chachomim hold that Machshiri Ochel Nefesh are not Doche Yontif. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says that if they could have done the Maisa Hechsher and sharpened the knife on Erev Yontif, that's one thing, but if he couldn't have done that on Erev Yontif, he's allowed to do it on Yontif. Now we have Levado. The word Levado is also an extra word in the Pasuk. Levado to exclude Velo B'Mila Shelo B'Zmana. So if the Mila takes place beyond the eighth day of the baby's birth, then we don't perform the Mila, which is called Mila Shelo B'Zmana, on Yontif. And that's excluded from the Pasuk Levado. And the Asya B'Kal V'Chomer. In other words, if not for this exclusion of Levado Velo Mila Shelo B'Zmana, we would have derived a dechia of Mila, that Mila would override a Yontif, from a Kal V'Chomer. In the case of Avoda B'Migdash, which is Doche Yontif, and if that be the case, then Mila, Shelo B'Zmana, should be how much more so Doche Yontif. But we're going to derive that Mila, Shelo B'Zmana is not Doche Yontif. And the reason for that is because it doesn't have a Zman Kavua on Yontif. And you could do it tomorrow. And therefore it's not Doche Yontif. So too, any other mitzvahs I say that could be postponed until tomorrow, it's not time sensitive, would not be Doche Yontif. Therefore, Sreifas Kodshim, which is not specific to this day, we can postpone it, and therefore it's not Doche Yontif. It's not as Man Kavul as Sreifaso, and therefore we could be Sorifit tomorrow. So we have three possible Yalfuses. We had Chizkia, we had Abaye, and we had Rav. Now we have number four, Rav Ashi. And here we're going to turn to Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. Rav Ashi Omar, Shabboson. The Pasuk says, with regard to Yontif, we'll read the whole Pasuk, it says, Ach b'chamisha soryom l'chodesh ha-shvi v'yos b'chem es t'vua sa'oretz t'chogu es chag l'ashem shivas yom v'yom rishon Shabboson uv'yom ha-shmini Shabboson. So this Pasuk of Shabboson appears in two places. Once, with regard to Sukkot, telling me that just like Sukkot Shabbos on the first day of Yontif, also on the eighth day, which is Shmini Atzeres, there is a Yontif, and it means that there's an Isur Melacha. And then it refers, the word Shabbosan also refers to Rosh Hashanah. In a different pasuk, it says there in Parshas Emor, Shabbosan Zichron Trua. And the Gemara says, Mitzvah Asay, in other words, the meaning of the word Shabbosan is a Mitzvah Asay, the Torah is telling you to be Shoves. V'Havi Lei, and the Isur Melacha on Yontif, is both an essay and a los essay. We have the los essay of Kol Malach Lo Sasu, now we have an essay of Shabboson. And therefore we have a principle now that Ein essay docha los essay v'essay. So Yontif becomes a two-edged sword, so to speak. It has a double power here. It's on the one hand a los essay, on the other hand an essay. And therefore, the essay is Sreifas Kodshim Psulim by Ish Tisrofu, is not able to override, to trump, the Issa Malach on Yontif, which is now not only a los aseh, but it's also an essay. That's the shita of Rav Ashi. In other words, if the Issa Malach on Yontif was only a los aseh, then the essay of Sreifas Kodshim would be docha, because we have a principle of essay docha los aseh. But now that we've established that the Issa Malach on Yontif is not just a los aseh, but it's also an essay, then we activate the principle Ein essay docha los sevi essay. It's almost as if one essay cancels out the other essay, and then you're left with the los aseh. So Sreifas Kodshim is not greater than the essay of Lishbos, of Shabboson, which commands us to be in a state of Shvisa on Yontif. And if the mitzvah of Sreifas Kodshim entails not only the violation of Shabboson, of Yontif, the essay of Yontif, but also the los aseh, is then it's not going to override Yontif. Now the Gemara wants to clarify the source for the permission, the license that we have when we burn Truma Tmeya to enjoy benefits from the Sreifa itself. Our Mishnah says, Ein Madlikin B'Shemen Sreifa B'Yontif. So the Gemara is medayik. B'yontif hu da'asur ha'bechol shaper dami. He could be madlik shemen sreifa during the week. And what that means is that he's allowed to benefit from the burning of the shemen sreifa. My taima, what's the source for the heter of hanah toch kidei as he's fulfilling the mitzvah of sreifa of Truma Tmeya? Omar Rav, Kishem Shemitzvah Lisrof Kodshim Shenitmu, Kach Mitzvah Lisrof Es Hatruma Shenitmes. V'yomra Torah, V'shas Bi'ura Teheni Mimena. In other words, Rav is postulating an analogy between the mitzvah of Sreifas Kodshim, in the case of Kodshim Shenitmu, and the mitzvah of Sreifas Truma Shenitmes. And in the case of Sreifas Kodshim Shenitmu, right, there's a mitzvah, and also there's a mitzvah of Sreifas Truma Shenitmes. And the Torah says, Peshas Biura Tehenem Mimeno, in both these cases. Well, Heichan Omer Torah. The Gemara immediately jumps. Where is this? What's the source that you're allowed to be nene from Truma Tmeya Bishas Sreifa? When you're burning it, you could have, you know, use it as heat or as light. And the Gemara says this: we're going to derive Midah Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman has a drasha. The Omer Rav Nachman Omer Rabba Baravua Omer Kra. The pasuk says in Bamidbar Perek Yudches Vayidaber Hashem al Aaron Vani Hinei Nasati lecha es mishmeres trumosoi. Notice the word trumosoi is in the plural. B'shtei trumos hakosu medaber. There are two trumos which are given to the kohen. Two categories of truma. Achas truma tahor v'achas truma tmeya. You can give the kohen truma tahora, and what about truma tmeya? Well, what's the kohen going to do with truma tmeya? V'omar achmona, the Torah says, Hine nasati lecha. Lecha mid shalcha. That, you know, the Torah is addressing the Kohanim and saying that they will receive gifts, and they're going to receive two trumos. One is truma Torah, that's understood. That's shalcha, the Kohen is going to benefit from it. And then trumosai indicates another truma, which is truma tmea. And it means that here too it's shalcha, and we're giving a gift to the Kohen could enjoy the benefits of that gift. How so? Tehei, right? Lihasika tachas tavshilcha, that he can use the shemen of truma tmea as he's burning it as fuel to heat up his pot of food. Vibay Seima, the Gemara says, another source for the heter anah and truma tmea bishas biura is mita Rabbi Avo. Diyama Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Yochanan. And this is in the parasha of Vidui Maisros with regard to Maisros Sheni. And we have to keep in mind that a person has an obligation to be mafresh all his trumos and all his maisros of the first 3 years of the Shemitah cycle, and then he has a mitzvah on the last day of Pesach in the fourth year of biur. And biur means that he has to get rid of any leftover trumos and maisros. We can't let him keep it around. And therefore, you have three years worth of a backup of a residue of trumas tmeya, of trumas and maisros, and he now has to do the biur right before erev yontif ha'achron shel Pesach, and the next day, which is yontif achron, he's chayv to recite the vidui that's written in Parshas Ki Tavo. Now, in the first year of the Shemitah cycle, and the second year of the Shemitah cycle, and for that matter, in the fourth and the fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, after he's mafresh trumot for the Kohen and Maser Rishon LeLevi, then he has to be mafresh Maser. I'm sorry, after Afrosha's Truma for the Kohen and Afrosha's Maser LeLevi, then he's mafresh Maser Sheni. So that's on years 1, 2, 4, and 5. Whereas in years 3 and 6, he is mafresh maseroni instead. And the vidui, which is recited over bir masros, is on the next morning. And gam nesativ levi lager le'asol almono, he makes a declaration that he has given all his masros, like for example maseroni, and he gave maser rishon. And he makes a declaration, is vidui lo achalti ba'oni mimeni lo miarti men of a bias. Then he's talking about Kodesh, where it says in the Pasuk, V'yarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis, and this is Maser Sheni or Neter Avai, and those are Asurim, La'onein, and in Tumah. And he makes a declaration that he fulfilled all those mitzvahs. Asisi, Kechol Asher Tzivisani. And this is a Lashon of Vidui, but it's also a Lashon of Tzivui. And that's exactly what Rabbi Avo is going to derive over. He says, Lo Biarti Vimenu Bitomei. He makes a vidui that he didn't be mavir b'yesh b'tuma, lo hevir as amasa b'yesh b'tuma. And for the purpose of kidei lehenos mimena. So he says mimenu, which means that the maser sheni is tomei, iato mavir, avalata mavir shemen shel truma shenitmes. The Torah here is addressing the case of Maser Sheni, and it says specifically, Lo biarti vimenu bitomei, in other words, I didn't enjoy the benefits of the biur of the, let's say, alighting the Maser Sheni up in smoke. But in contrast, in the case of Shemen Truma Tmeya, there he was allowed to be Nana Bishasa biur. So here's the difference between Maser Sheni and Truma. In Maser Sheni, Shenitmeis, forget it. He's got to burn it. He's not allowed to benefit from it. That's as far as Maser Sheni is concerned. But as far as Truma, if the Truma became Tmeya, then when he burns it, Bishas Biur, he's allowed to be Nene. He's allowed to use it for fuel under his pot of food. So the Gemara asks the question, how do you know that the word mimenu is coming to teach you a heter? I know in the case of Trumash and Nitmeis, my chazis, why not turn it around the other way around? V'ema, why not say mimenu, that in the case of Maaser Sheni, then you are enjoined from any benefit from it during the Shas Sreifa. That's called Lo Biyarti Meni Bitomei, coming to exclude the case of Shemen Shel Kodesh Nitma. Notice we're not talking about Truma now, we're talking about Kodesh. For example, you have Shemen L'Menachos, and that Shemen, which was designated for a Korban Mincha, became contracted Tumah. So now we have to burn it like all Kodshim Shenitmu. So maybe at the time that you're burning the Shemen of Hegdesh, you're allowed to benefit from it. And that would be the nature of this exclusion, of this Miut. So Gemara says, Nein, Lav Kalvachomer, who, in a rhetorical question, is this not a Kalvachomer? We said that Shemen Shek Kodshim Shenitmu, you're not allowed to benefit from it. And that means b'shas hafar, you can't use it for, as we said before, for fuel. Uma masara kal, omra Torah lo biyarti menu v'tomei, is kodesh chomer lo kolshken. Right, kodesh is more chomer than masar sheni. And if in masar sheni the Torah says lo biyarti menu v'tomei, how much more so in the case of kodesh, of hegdesh? Certainly, you're not allowed, if it became Tomei, you're not allowed to benefit from Bishas Biur. So that's already in a Kalvachomer. Again, Einot Shemin Adin, we're not talking about punishing you, we're not deriving punishments, but the basic Iser we could derive from a Kalvachomer. And Ihachi Gemara says, if that be the case, why not take it one step further? And Truma Nami Nema, why don't we say the same thing with regard to Truma, that if Maser Sheni is also Bishas Biur and you can't be Nene, how much more so Truma, which has a greater Kiddusha than Maser Sheni? And if a Tzar would eat Truma, he's Chayiv Kares. I mean, that's not so by Maser Sheni, you're talking about a lot. Is Kalvachomer who? L'chora, we should now derive from this same Kalvachomer that Truma Shenitmeis, you're not allowed to benefit from Vishas Sreifa, if you're not allowed to benefit from Maser Sheni, if let's say the Maser Sheni contracted Tuma, you're not allowed to benefit from it. So how much more so in the case of Truma, which is that much more Chomer than Maser Sheni? He has a footnote here that Maser Sheni is Mutu L'Zorim, but Truma is also L'Zorim. It's only Mutu L'Kohanim. Therefore, Truma is that much more Chomer than Maser Sheni. So the Gemara says, Haksiv Mimenu, since there's a Miut, and the Torah is saying that Mimenu, right, Lo Biyarti Mimenu, only in this case of Maser Sheni, I did not benefit while I was burning it, implying that elsewhere, the Torah was more Mekil, and allowed you to enjoy it during the beer, is that's going to be the case of Truma. That Truma, even though it's more Chomer L'Matmi Maser, paradoxically the Torah was Mekil with regard to Truma, you're allowed to benefit from it B'Shas Biur, as opposed to Maser Sheni. Now again, all this has to be understood Lomdish-wise, why Maser Sheni should be more Chomer than Truma, as far as benefiting it from Shas HaSreifa, but right now we'll call it Gzeiras HaKosu. But now the Gemara says, Umar Royce. I mean, we have two possibilities in this miut. We could explain that this miut is coming to exclude Truma, and that's the way we're going to go. But we could have another possibility, another alternative, that it's coming to exclude, as far as the Iser of Hanot B'Shaspir, the case of Kodshim Shenitmu. Now you'll tell me, well, Kodesh Shenitmu had a Kalvachomer, but Truma Shenitmeis also had a Kalvachomer. But we had the word Mimenu. So how do you know Mimenu comes to exclude Truma? Maybe it comes to exclude Kodeshim. Exclusion here, again, let's not get confused. Exclusion, I'm using a counterintuitive term. When I say maybe the Torah is excluding Kodshim Shenitmu, it means you're allowed to benefit from Kodshim Shenitmu. Only in Maaser Sheni Shenitmu, you're not allowed to benefit B'Shas Sreifa. So the Gemara says, Mistavra, it's logical to assume that Kodesh lo mematina. Kodesh has an Iser Hanoa B'Shas Biur, and this Miut, which is going to be Matir, is going to be Matir Truma Shenitmu. Why? Shekein, because Kodesh is more Chomer than Truma in six different chumros. And the siman, the way of remembering it is, panak akas. What is panak? Panak is pei, which stands for pigul, nun, which stands for nosar, and kuf, that stands for korban. That's the word panak. So what is pigul? Pigul means that if during the avoda there was a machshava of chutzus mar chutzum komo, then the kodshim becomes psulim, and you're not allowed to eat it, even within its allotted time. And if he eats pigul, he gets kares for it. And that's a special chumrah of machsheva shelo bizmano, etc., in kodshim that has no parallel whatsoever in truma. Nosar is also something that's unique to kodshim, doesn't apply to truma. Truma has no extended adkan period of time, there's no barrier, no termination. But in the case of nosar, if he left the basar beyond the shas heter achila, then it becomes nosar. And it's asur b'achila. Then we have a third kodshim, a third chumrin kodshim, and that's called kufa karban. Meaning that we have to be makriv in the Beis HaMikdash. In the case of Truma, Truma is kodshi gvulin, outside the Mikdash, has no connection to the Mizbeach. And of course, we're not going to bring Truma on the Mizbeach. Again, Bikurim is a whole different concept, but Truma is excluded from Hilchas Karbanos. And in that sense, certainly there's a Chumra in Kodshim that doesn't have its parallel in Truma. That's what we have over here. Now we have Akas, Ayin Chof Samach. And here we have another group of an additional three Chumras in Kodshim that have no parallel in Truma. So the ayin is for the word me'ila. If a person is nene from kodshim, even b'shogeg, he's in violation of the iser me'ila. There's no such parallel in truma. Now again, I'm not sure what would be the parallel in truma if there were happening that there was such a parallel. Would it be zaros? I mean, a zaros chayev kores. I mean, that's a lot more chomer than the iser me'ila. Anyway, what we're left with here is a person who is nene mikodshim b'shogeg, and he has to pay keren v'chomesh. He has to add another 20% and pay back hegdesh for that which he ate b'shogeg. Not only that, he has to bring also a karbon asham, which is called asham me'ilos. And there is a part of the kodshim that is given to the achilas kohanim. In that sense, it's very similar to Truma, which is given to Kohanim. But nevertheless, Truma has no Din Me'ila. And, wait a minute, but let's go back to the Chelek of the Asham Me'ilos that's eaten by Kohanim. That doesn't have a Din Me'ila. But however, the carbon in general, you know, with the exception of those specific parts of the asham that are eaten by the kohen, carbon in general is given to, lends itself to me'ila. And the question is, would there be me'ila in the chelek ha'kohenim? See, in kodshi kodshim, we have me'ila in the chelek ha'kohenim, viz nenami menu lefnei zrikas adam. Only after Zrikas Adam, the Kohen are Zochim Bechelkam, and there's no longer an Issa Me'ila. In Kodshi Kodshim, even before Zrikas Adam, there's no Me'ila. There is, though, one Me'ila that applies even after Zrikas Adam, and that's called the Zrika, the Me'ila from the Emurim, that have to be carved on the Mizbeach. Alright, for this we'd have to learn half a Masechta Me'ila to get this down pat. But basically, all Chelkei HaKarbon are Shayach, they lend themselves to Toras Me'ila. Truma, there's no Toras Me'ila at all. Then we go on to the Chaf, and that's Kares, that if somebody eats Kodshim Betuma, he himself is Tomei, he's Chayav Kares, and Kares is even more Chomor than Misas Misa B'dei Shamayim in the case of Truma. And finally, we get to the Iser Onen. Now, I'm not exactly sure why the last letter here is Samach. Ah, he says the O Samach is a remez to the word Asur. Asur, the second letter of the word Asur, Li Onen, Asur is a Samach. And that reminds us of the Iser of Onen. So, for example, if a person is an onen, which means that he lost one of his Zayin Krovim, for which he has a Chiyuv Avelus, even before Kvur, he's an Onen, and he's not allowed to eat Kodshim. Now, what would be the din of an Onen as far as Achilas Truma is concerned? For this Gemara, it seems clear that with regard to Achilas Truma be Onen, there is no Iser. And the Sugya Yevamos on Daf Ayin Beis, Ayin Omid Beis, has a drasha from an extra word Zar, that only a Zar is Osir Be'achilas Truma, but not an Onen. So basically, if we take these six cases, these six dinim, we have a very great Chumrah in Kodshim in comparison to Truma, because in Truma there's no Psul of Pigul and no Zar, there's no Din Karbon, it's only Matnas Kahuna. And if a Zar benefits from Truma, there's no Isur Me'ila. Again, if he eats it, he's chayav kares. But in the case of kodshim, if he eats it, let's say betumas haguf, he gets misa bidei shamayim. No. Just one second. I'm sorry. In the case of tumas haguf in kodshim, if he eats the kodshim with tumas haguf, he's chayav kares. Whereas a zar who eats truma is only chayav misa bidei shamayim. And whereas kodshim is also to an onen, truma is mutter to an onen. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute, let's hold off. You're telling me there's six chumras in kodshim, and therefore it's logical to assume that there should be an iser of hanoah b'shas kili b'shas bir kodshim psulim, or kodshim shenitmu. Well, guess what? There are four chumras in truma that have no corresponding dinim in kodshim. Adarab says the Gemara, truma lo mimatina. Maybe we should assume that there's no miut here of mimenu, meaning of allowing you to establishing a heter to benefit from the truma tmeo b'shas sreifa, because shekain machpas simon. So we have four chumras now, mem, ches, pei, zayin, that apply to truma tmeya that have no parallel in kodshim. And maybe therefore the word mimenu is coming to allow you, in the case of kodshim, dafka, to be nena b'shas sreifa. But truma is more chumra, and there's no heter, just like there's no heter maisa sheni b'shas sreifa, maisa sheni shenitma, so too there's no heter hano b'shas sreifa of truma shenitmeis. So let's go through these four machpas. The first one is Misa. Right? If a Kohen who's Tomei eats Truma Tahora, then he's Chayev Misa Bidei Shomayim. Okay, now this is a question here, how we understand this Gemara, because right, the Gemara wants to prove that kodshim are more chomer than truma, and we've already mentioned that the chomer of kodshim vis-a-vis truma is that in kodshim there's an iser kares for a person who eats kodshim betumas haguf, whereas in truma the chiyuv is only misa bidei shamayim. So obviously the premise we're operating with is that kares is more chomer than misa bidei shamayim. And here the Gemara seems to turn it inside out. And the Gemara says that Misa Bidei Shamayim is more chamur than kares. So based on this question, Tosfos, not here but in Yevamos, but the Ramban here, reinterpret this Gemara. A Zar who eats Truma, he's chayav Misa Bidei Shamayim. In Kodshim, there are kodshim that are mutal zorin, like for example shlomim. So many other cases, but giving one example, so basa shlomim is mutal zorin, and even in kodshim, which is only nechal lekohenim, if a zar would eat them, he's not chayav mis; he's only chayav malchus. Now, even in kodshim that have meila, like for example kodshim lifnei zrikas adam, which are not mutal kohanim, or imure kodshim, which are burnt legavoa, is the Gemara in Pesachim establishes that if you eat them bebezid, you're not chayev misa. So we're going to carve out cases where the chayev misa v'dei shemayim of a zar who eats truma is a chumra that has no parallel in kodshim. Then we get to the next letter, which is the ches of chomesh, that if a zar eats truma b'shoge, he has to pay in addition to the keren another 20%, he's got to give an additional chomesh. And we don't find anything in kodshim that's parallel. So for example, in the chelek that's mutal kohanim, there's certainly no me'ila. And there's no chiyuv chomesh if a zar eats that chelek that's miyuchad l'kohanim in kodshim. And finally, turning to Chaf Hayam and Beis, v'einlam pidjon, kodshim, if it became possible, you could be poda to them, that's called nafal bomum. But in the case of truma, there's no such thing as pidjon truma, to be motzi the truma lidechulit. Again, if it was a carbon tamim without a balmum, then there's no pidjon. But once it was an afilas mum, then you have to be poda it. And the Gemara Bechoros establishes that based on psukim, and that's called pidjon kodshim shenifsalu machmas mum. The osel zarim, here's a unique chumra in truma, right? Kodshim, some, as we said before, mutal zorim. Like, for example, after Zrika Saddam in Shlomim, Toda, so forth. Maisbehima. But in the case of truma, there's an absolute isil zorim. So the Gemara gives two answers. The first answer is Hanoch Nefishin. We have more chumras in Hegdesh, in Kodshim, we had six of them, than we have in Truma. Truma has four chumras, but six is more powerful than four. Again, we'd have to analyze this in lambdas to figure out what we're doing over here. We're just counting numbers. Ibai said, the second answer is that Kodesh is more chumra than Truma. Shekein onish kares. If a person who's a non-Kohen eats Truma Tmeya, then there's a Chiv Misa B'dei Shamayim. But Kares is more Chomer than Misa B'dei Shamayim. Because in the case of Kares, not only does he die prematurely, but even his children, he will not have children, he's Meis Ariri. And that's a unique Chumra in the case of Kodshim, without any parallel in Truma. Now the Gemara quotes another source for the heter ano mitruma tmeya b'shas biur. But not by Yitzchak Amar, Amar Kra in the parash of truma in Dvarim Perek Yud Ches. It says reishis degancha tiroshcha v'yitzagrecha titein lo. You give it to the kohen, and the Gemara derives from the word lo that you have to give the kohen a gift of truma lo, that means ru'uyalo, something that he could benefit from, he can enjoy, that's truma tahora, the lo li'oro. But you don't give him truma that he can only use li'oro, but he can't use it for achila. And that's the case of truma tmeya. Truma tmeya is also achila. So therefore it's not ru'uyalo coin, but it is ru'uyalo coin, le'asiko tachas tafshil enos mi'oro. The Torah is telling us that we should not be mafrish truma from Peros Tmeim, because if that be the case, we're not giving the Kohen his due, which is called Titein Lo, and Lo means Lachila, but Michlal, the Truma Tmeim Bas Orohu. Although we're not giving it to him for Achila, we would be giving him for Hanos Oro, and that would be Bishas Biur. So this is where we're going to stop now, on the top of Chaf Hei Amid Beis, and we're up to Rabbi Yishmael after the two dots, which is the fifth line down from the top.